In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryznall. Thursday, the 12th of January. Great as always to have you along, everybody. The Senate of these United States was working until the wee small hours this morning, taking the first legislative steps in dismantling the Affordable Care Act. They did it with a parliamentary maneuver known as budget reconciliation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganser gets us going with a primer.
This thing called reconciliation started back in the 70s. Congress created it to get certain tax and spending legislation passed faster, to speed up a torturous process. Richard Cogan was a staffer on the House Budget Committee for 21 years. He says reconciliation was meant to be used
sort of as a way of herding cats into a corral with known boundaries.
If you haven't guessed yet, those cats are members of Congress. Here's how it works. The House and Senate agree on a budget plan, including instructions on how much money to spend or even take in. That part is reconciliation. The bill just passed by the Senate tells certain committees to save billions, and it's understood that savings will come out of the Affordable Care Act.
The budget process has been twisted into something it was not originally meant to be.
That's Henrietta Trays of Height Securities. She says today, reconciliation has become a tool to railroad the minority party in Congress because the Senate can pass reconciliation bills with just a simple majority, avoiding any filibusters.
The real problem is partisanship. We wouldn't need to go down this road if people could get into a room and come to an agreement, and that's not happening.
It wasn't always this partisan. Lawmakers used reconciliation to work together on deficit reduction in the 80s when Rudy Penner was in charge of the Congressional Budget Office.
I thought things were difficult enough in the 1980s, but now things are really extreme.
Penner says the budget process has broken down in recent years, and now it's being used in ways he never imagined. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.